A cowboy named Butt was overseeing his herd in a remote pasture when suddenly a brand new high-end luxury car came speeding toward him. The driver jumped out of the car. He was wearing a fancy new suit and the hippest sunglasses as well. Full of confidence, he asked the cowboy, "If I tell you exactly how many cows and calves you have in your herd, would you give me a calf?" Our cowboy bud looked at this young know-it-all and then looked at his herd and said, "Sure, why not?" So the young man whipped out his notebook computer, connected it to his cell phone, surfed to a NASA page on the internet, called up a satellite, and scanned the entire area into a high, ultra-high resolution photo. He then opened the photo on his computer and exported it to his image processing facility in Hamburg, Germany. Within seconds, he received an email on his BlackBerry that the image had been processed, and after uploading it to a government database and using the newest predictive computer models, he printed out on the laser jet printer in his trunk a 150-page analysis of the herd. The young man then turned to the cowboy and said confidently, "You have exactly 1,586 cows and calves." Watching the young man select one of his animals and attempt to stuff it into the trunk of his car, Bud asked him, "Hey, if I can tell you exactly what your business is, will you give me back my calf?" The young man thought about it for a moment and then said, "Okay, why not?" Bud then said, "You're an aide in the Obama administration." The young man could not believe it. Bud was right. And he asked Bud how he was able to guess. Bud explained that there was no guessing required. "You showed up here even though nobody called you. You want to get paid for an answer I already knew to the question I never asked. You used millions of dollars worth of equipment trying to show me how much smarter than me you are. And you don't know a thing about how working people make a living. For that matter, you don't know much about cows. This is a herd of sheep. Now give me back my dog."